Hi, this is Pastor Russ with the Daily Dose for March 16th, The Way of Balaam, Numbers 24 to 25. In one of those puzzling biblical moments, God appears to a reprobate prophet and speaks the truth through him to the assembled enemies of Israel. I suppose you might say that God has chutzpah, but rather than yield to God's voice and sue to make peace and accommodation with Israel, the Moabites, Midianites, Edomites, all distant relatives of Israel, remember, resort to a more subtle way of getting to the Israelites. They deploy Balaam's plan to undermine Israel's enjoyments of God's blessing. Send in the women. And like a bull with a ring in his nose, the Israelites were led away to their own destruction. Though Israel had an irrevocable blessing by God that did not shield the Israelites from his wrath against their willful sins, Balaam knew this and used it to great effect. See Revelation chapter 2, verses 12 to 16, though he later paid the ultimate price for his evil scheme. The plague released by God as a consequence of Israel's idolatry and sexual immorality was stopped by the courageous act of Aaron's grandson, Phinehas, but not before 24,000 people died. God commands us to flee the very things Israel got caught up in because he wants us to live within his fullest blessing. Read 1 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 1 to 13, 1 Corinthians 6, 18, 1 Timothy 6, 11, or 2 Timothy 2, 22, James 4, 7. We pursue sexual immorality, in other words, sexual relationships outside of the bond of heterosexual marriage, idolatry, like the god of money, or the evil desires of youth to our own harm, if not destruction and sorrow. Why burn a hand already scarred? Why forfeit the sweet life of peace with God for pleasures that leave us hollow and hurting? Let us remember this today. It is God's will that you should be sanctified, that you should avoid sexual immorality, that each of you should learn to control his own body in a way that is holy and honorable, not in passionate lust like the heathen who do not know God. And that in this matter, no one should wrong his brother or take advantage of him. The Lord will punish men for all such sins, as we have already told you and warned you. 1 Thessalonians chapter 4, verses 3 through 6. Thanks for joining me today. We'll be back tomorrow.